Is the learning in your school competency-based? Is it personalized? Is it happening anytime, anywhere? Is it student-owned? In other words, is the learning student-centered? And are all students learning more deeply, more equitably, and becoming career and college ready? If you have these questions, want to know what the research says about them, and are trying to figure out how to implement these ideas in your classrooms and schools, you've come to the right place. Thank you for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Arthur Barriff, and I've been a principal and teacher in student-centered schools for over 17 years, and I can't wait to share a story or interview that will help you help your students. I'm here with Eva Dayan. Welcome to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast, Eva.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about who you are and what kind of work you do in the student-centered learning world?
Sure. Quick background is that I graduated from RIC with a major in education and also a major in anthropology, minors in gender studies and history. And so I then spent 4 years working at the Met with students in a student-centered learning environment.
I've heard about that school. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool place. Yeah. Pretty magical.
Yeah.
I'm now in the master's program in social work at Rhode Island College, and still working with students, especially in the youth development major, teaching a couple classes for undergrad, and just really trying to learn about teaching in a different way. The other side of my background is that I've been out as genderqueer, gender nonconforming, and also as someone with a sexuality that's not straight for my whole life. But since identity formation in your teens. I've done a lot of things around gender and sexuality work, forming organizations, leading organizations like Gender and Sexuality Alliances, and currently I'm the chair of the community track of the Rhode Island Trans Health Conference. And so kind of deeply in both worlds of teaching gender, sex, and sexuality, and also education, student-centered learning.
And you've done some professional development at the Met for staff, and I've invited you to the student-centered learning course at Providence College, and that's why I'd love for you to share with our listeners in our first ever micro-podcast episode, what are, for you, the three most important ways that teachers can be allies to their students?
Absolutely. So I think first is being visible as an ally, and that's about putting things in your space that mark you as an ally. And so that could be a, comic, that could be a poster, that could be a Safe Zone sticker. But if you're going to put that visibility out there, then you need to actually be the ally. And so part of that is being able to talk the talk, knowing the terminology and being able to really articulate what does it mean, what are these terms, or else having enough familiarity to be able to ask the student, what do you mean by that? How do you identify? Not assuming anyone's identities or labels, but helping to create a conversation where that can happen. Being visible as an ally is one, being able to talk the talk is two, and third is walking the walk. So that's actually doing the action every day to make sure that you're creating a safe environment, both in your space, but also in your larger community. And so that's creating policy change, that's making sure your organization is meeting standards, that's intervening on bullying situations when they happen, on issues with coworkers when they happen. It can be a variety of things, but it's really doing the work every day to show that you're being an ally.
So number one, make it visible, make it known to your students through posters, through signs that you are creating a safe space for them and that you're an ally.
Absolutely.
Right? Number two is talk the talk.
Yep.
So know the right vocabulary, the right words to use, instruct your students on that vocabulary, make it a place where people are using terms that are respectful of one another and that folks are, might be adding a little bit to yours, but like asking what are you comfortable with, and
yes,
taking the student's lead on any words that are used.
Yep. And I would say you start that conversation and start your space in this affirming way by every time you introduce yourself with your name, introduce yourself with your pronoun. When
yes,
you ask someone for their name, ask for their pronoun. And that starts that culture of, I care about your identities, I welcome them to the space, and I really want to use what you use.
Great. And then the third is to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's intervening in bullying, that's advocating for policy change and best practices in your school, that is showing the students in everything you do that you are an ally, not just somebody who puts up a sign.
Exactly.
All right. Eva, thank you so much for coming on the Student-Centered Learning Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
thank you again for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. Let us know what you think about this episode or what you tried in your school by commenting on our Facebook page. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and please leave a rating so others can find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at STUCNTR Podcast. And remember, students learn deeply when they are at the center.